Palestinian members of Israel's Knesset and social activists will begin a four-day march to protest the plight of Palestinian Bedouins in the occupied territories. The rally will start in the Negev Desert Thursday and end in Jerusalem Al-Quds. Participants plan to gather outside the Israeli president's residence. They want to raise awareness about the hardships of unrecognized Bedouin communities in Israel. About 100,000 Palestinians live in Bedouin villages which Israel doesn't recognize. They're deprived of the basic infrastructure, including access to water and electricity grids, health and education services, roads, and other facilities. Participants in the rally will pass through some of the unrecognized communities before reaching Jerusalem Al-Quds. Bedouins are subject to regular eviction orders as part of Israel's settlement expansion. Our correspondent Mona Kandil joins us now from Ramallah to tell us more about the march, which is intended to protest the plight of Palestinian Bedouins in the occupied territories. Mona?
That's right. The march is supposed to start tomorrow, Thursday. The joint list party, the Arab list party in the Israeli Knesset, decided to have this march from the Negev villages to Jerusalem, where the Israeli president resides there. They want to send a message that Palestinians from the Bedouin communities should remain in these lands they were living in since the Israeli occupation of the Palestinian territories in 1948, and now the Israeli forces want to force them out of these lands to relocate them in other Palestinian villages, mainly in Abu Dis and in Anwarmi near Jerusalem and near Jericho, Ariha, and the occupied West Bank, because the Israeli forces want to seize these lands in order to annex them to the nearby Jewish settlements and to expand these Jewish settlements. The Palestinian Bedouins in these areas up till the moment are confronting the Israeli measures and plans to force them out of their lands. But at the end of the day, when the Israeli forces with their armed bulldozers as well as their armored vehicles storm these communities and start to, let's say, destroy their homes and their properties and force them out of their lands, then they have nothing to do. This is why the Arab lawmakers are trying to make a move tomorrow, Thursday, that the Arab Palestinians from the Bedouin communities should stay in these lands. And the illegal thing is that is these Israeli settlements, not the Palestinians and their lands who were living in it for decades. Let's wait tomorrow for what will be going on, and the marches will continue for 4 days. Also, on the 30th of March, there will be the land day where Palestinians also commemorated in demonstrations in Jerusalem as well in the lands that were occupied in 1948. The Bedouins issue will be a main cause to be, considered in the commemoration of the land day.
Thank you very much, Mona Kandila, correspondent, speaking to us from Ramallah.